Philadelphians will choose a new mayor on Tuesday, and education has been a top concern. In the second of a three-part series, WHYY business reporter Kristen Mossbrooker-Garza takes us to North Philly to hear firsthand how vital education is to workforce development.
On the corner of West Somerset and North 22nd Street, optometry office owner Lakeisha King-Smith opens the door, not just to customers, but the entire community, including kids. Smith offers apprenticeships, but she says city leaders haven't prioritized that in recent years, and it shows.
Let's get these kids motivated to be more independent, more responsible, work ready.
She says she'd love to see a bigger slice of her own tax dollars support more programs like this.
Funding is getting cut every year. Some years they don't even do it. And then some years, by the time it's organized, it's only 3 weeks left in the program and they don't get the full experience. Let's start doing that year round.
On the same block, Tamika Montgomery sells boutique candles and essential oils. She says she wants to help mentor kids in entrepreneurship.
I wouldn't mind hiring some of the high school kids to come here afterward. Like, that's a good thing for them.
And then there's Ken Curry. He co-owns several early learning centers in North Philly, so he knows the value of a solid foundation. Still, the North 22nd Street Business Association president said he's not convinced that Philly's public school students should be in class year-round. He wants to see the local high schools offer students the opportunity to learn about careers they've never heard of, work they might enjoy.
And give them opportunities to grow and expand and pick. You know, if you don't know something, it's hard to, of course, to gravitate to it.
Curry says overall, he wants to see the city make a big investment in education and start to do things differently, not just longer days with the same type of instruction. No matter who Philadelphians choose to lead the city in the coming election, small business owners say innovation is key to a strong workforce. Kristen Mossbrooker-Garza, WHYY News.